AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump pushes for action on gun violence and school safety.
The president says the response to school shootings has been the same for 20 years.
Everybody's enthusiastic for the first couple of days, then it fades, fades, fades. Nothing ever gets done.
Speaking to the Conservative Political Action Conference outside Washington, Trump vowed this time would be different, making a pitch for tighter background checks, keeping guns out of the hands of the mentally ill, and strengthening school security, including arming teachers.
Most of it's just common sense. It's not, do you love guns? Do you hate guns? It's common sense.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Former Trump campaign aide Rick Gates pleads guilty to conspiracy and making false statements. Gates appears to have also agreed to cooperate with the Russia investigation. Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein was asked what's next for Gates.
The next step would be for him to continue to cooperate with Mr. Mueller's investigation and for the judge to set a sentencing date at which time the judge would consider whatever information that Mr. Gates has provided to Mr. Mueller, and if appropriate, Mr. Mueller would move for a reduction in the sentence that Mr. Gates could potentially receive.
Gates' longtime business associate, former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, faces additional charges announced by the investigation after today's plea. More than half the people questioned say the country is going in the wrong direction.
52% of Americans believe the country's overall direction has gone wrong in the past year, with less than a third optimistic that things will get better. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. But the survey finds that people are feeling better about the economy and job growth under the Trump administration. 45% approve of his handling of the economy, but overall, only 35% approve of the job he's doing. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This is AP Radio News. Only weeks before March Madness, college basketball again rocked by new details of the FBI's corruption investigation.
The list of schools involved includes some of the most storied programs in college basketball history. Athletes from Duke, North Carolina, Kentucky, Michigan State, and other schools are alleged to have received impermissible payments from agents working for ASM Sports. The list includes current college players Miles Bridges of Michigan State, Wendell Carter of Duke, and Alabama's Colin Sexton. Documents related to the FBI investigation were obtained by Yahoo Sports. So far, 10 defendants have been arrested in the case. I'm Mike Rossia.
A prominent Iowa AAU youth basketball coach has left the organization amid a criminal investigation into secret video recordings of nude teenagers. Iowa Barnstormers say 42-year-old Greg Steven no longer with the team. State investigators searched his home yesterday looking for evidence of child pornography and invasion of privacy. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.